where you fucking
Red Hot Chili Peppers? Or no, that was Pearl Jam.
Yeah, fucking where you eat food and like
it just heals you.
You feel like fucking shit, but then you're perfect afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is such a silly one-off fucking thing, but I really liked it. I was like,
this is a fantastic chapter. They think he's like a psychopath, and he's just like, no, stay the fuck out of the kitchen. It's my restaurant.
Yeah, he's like, you didn't wash your fucking hands. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't touch my cookie equipment.
I mean, man, there's a lot of cool stands. It's just they're all fucking cool, man. But
yeah, exactly.
I have a preference towards those healing ones, just because I really like the aspect of like, you know what? It's not exclusively made to fucking murder somebody. There is an ability to also help them, which I like.
Oh, I don't know for me.
Whew.
Okay, I'm gonna slap a JoJo joke in the thread. That is actually good.
A JoJo joke in the thread.
It's not letting me post without an image. This is strange. Guess I'll slap something in there. There we go.
And thank you for posting that picture of Velvet eating herbs.
I always think that's you.
I posted it before, but it's nice when other people post it too.
Yeah.
I like Velvet, I think she's cool.
For the record, JoJo Part 5 might have the best soundtrack of them all, in general. It's the guy that did Aja, Yugo Kano, and he's really, really good.
Oh yeah, he's good. But I love Iwasaki Taku. He's one of my favorite, like...
This is silly.
No. But yeah, did we ever establish favorite stands? It's a good topic.
We did not. I don't know. I'm a little basic bitch. I'm just gonna go with Star Platinum. I don't know, I just love something that can just beat the fuck out of another. And then when he gets his Marudo, it's fun.
Oh, I'm trying to think. It is really hard. You know what? If I had to pick one, I would take Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers!
It's so satisfying, and like the ability to like it's so tricky.
Yeah.
Being able to it's open up portals and zip in and out of shit. Fucking great. And yeah, Sticky Fingers!
Fucking his stand rush is hype as fuck, man.
Yeah, adi.
But like the last Ari he does his voice gets fucking deeper for it, and it sounds sick as fuck. Like, Ari! I'm like, damn, that sounded sick!
Bucciarati might be, like, among my favorite JoJo characters in general. I like him so fucking much.
He's very cool. Very cool.
I think that was Joseph from Part 2.
I think that was, like, the whole point of Part 5, though. He really wanted you to think, like, all those people were fucking cool as fuck. Yeah. And they were. It was just, like... It's clearly, like, Bruno and, like, Mista kind of came out, like, a little fucking cooler than the others.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even... And then the boat scene as well. You can't even, like, fault... like Fugo for leaving.
Oh yeah, no, he said fuck this, I'm out, and I was like, that makes sense. Like,
I mean, yeah, first of all, don't forget that he was like 15, which the character design doesn't make that very clear, but yeah, he's like super young, and they're like, hey, you want to come with us while we go up against the fucking godfather of the Italian mafia with magic powers? No.
Yeah, he said, nah, I'm good. And, Anon's explaining it in that post, but he was intended to be an antagonist, but apparently Araki was going through some shit in his life during that time, and he was like, you know what, I do not want a betrayal.
Fair enough.
It's just funny, because he just kind of leaves and never comes back, and it's like...
I mean, he did what he said.
I mean, how often is that done in... in these kinds of, like, series where somebody just leaves and you actually never fucking see them again?
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank.